You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
I'm ready to move you, groove you, and soothe you to the core of your very soul with the rhythm and blues that came before rock and roll. It's another edition of the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at the old Rockola jukebox, and ready to spin the platters that matter and make them splatter like waffle batter. And this week, cats and kittens, we're headed out to Los Angeles for one of the most influential baritones to grace the vocal group rhythm and blues record scene of the 1950s. Oh, this cat is smooth. And not only did he sing on many records he wasn't credited for, he also wrote many tunes that he was never credited for because he either gave them away or sold the songwriting credit. I think by now most of you know I'm talking about Jesse Belvin. Now, the vocal group scene during the 1950s around Los Angeles and Southern California as a whole was just bursting with talent. But a lot of that talent was amateur talent. They sang some great memorable songs, but many were off key, which was fine because that's what rock and roll is all about. But Jesse Belvin was a professional among amateurs. He could work wonders with his voice, singing in different keys. In fact, Tommy Buster Williams, who was an associate of Jesse Belvin's and actually sang with him for a short time in the group The Shields, has mentioned that Belvin used some tricks in order to sing above or below his normal singing range. He had big nostrils and a big barrel chest, and if he tilted his head just a certain way, he could really make his voice resonate. Another thing that made Jesse Belvin stand above the rest is his phrasing. He was very mature. He developed a singing style very early, and you'll hear as this program goes on, Jesse is maturing quite quickly on just the way he's singing these tunes. It's going to be a very interesting program, so I hope you're with me, cats and kittens, as we feature Jesse Belvin on this week's Juke in the Back. Jesse Lorenzo Belvin was born on December 15th, 1932 in San Antonio, Texas. His parents, Jack and Celina, moved the family to Northern California when Jesse was still a baby. After Jesse's father died when he was only 6 years old, his mother moved the family down to the Los Angeles neighborhood of South Central LA. He first lived off of Long Beach Avenue, just east of Central Avenue, which was the black entertainment mecca of Los Angeles at the time. As a teenager, Jesse used to sneak into the Barrel House Club, which was co-owned by Johnny Otis, to see all the latest rhythm and blues acts. That would be very influential on his life. In 1949, the family moved to Compton, and Jesse went to Compton Junior College, which was serving as the high school at the time. In 1950, he transferred over to Jefferson High, which is famous for all the great talent that came out of that school, like Richard Berry, Curtis Williams, Gaynell Hodge, and actually, all those guys were hanging out together. It's right around this time that Jesse met a cat that he would hang out with, record with, and know for the rest of his life, Marvin Phillips. He met him at the pianist Richard Lewis's house. He lived in Watts. Lewis had already recorded several records, so he was the guy's connection to the music industry. Soon, Marvin and Jesse were singing together and performing together at the H&S Club in Fontana, California, right near San Bernardino. In late 1950, Jesse Belvin, Marvin Phillips, James Huff, and Undine Harris joined Jay McNeely's new vocal group, Three Dots and a Dash. At the time, Big Jay McNeely was signed to Imperial Records and decided to use his new vocal group on his next recording session. This is the first time that Jesse Belvin is singing on record. It's on the fantabulous drinking song, All That Wine Is Gone. And the Imperial record reads, Jay McNeely and His Orchestra. But on the right-hand side of the label, it says, Vocal by Jesse Belvin and three dots and a dash. And it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back. Here's Jesse Belvin singing with Big J McNeely. All That Wine Is Gone.
Real time. Now all my heart and money gone. My heart is full of pain. All my heart and money gone. My heart is full of pain. I want you to know, pretty baby, that I'll never ever feel the same. It's a sad story when your best woman puts you down. It's a sad story when your best woman puts you down. Well, the sad part about it, she's there with my best friend across town.
Jesse Belvin with a really nice blues ballad on his second and last single with Big J McNeely for Imperial Records, released in late 1951. That sad story, as we feature Jesse Belvin this week on The Juke in the Back and your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm primarily going to focus this week on Belvin's material from 1951 through 56. Jesse had some great material after 1956, but it was more pop-oriented. I want to focus this week's show on Jesse's rhythm and blues and vocal group sounds. Up next, Jesse makes his first solo record. It was released on Specialty in 1952 and features the great Maxwell Davis Orchestra backing him up. Here's the up-tempo, Baby Don't Go.
Crying, trying to cry away my blues. Oh, yes, yes, trying to cry away my blues. Well, I came home and found a letter with some real bad news. She said, I'm moving out to baby. Yes, I'm going back home. Oh, I'm moving out to baby. Oh, I'm going home. She said, I hate to leave you, little daddy, but I've got to leave you all alone. Please, 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 please don't you go. No, oh, no. Please don't go. No, no. Oh, don't you leave me no more. Oh, I love my baby. I really do. Yes, I love my baby. No, I really do. Oh, I love that gal, but she just won't be true. Please, 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 please don't go. No. Please. No, no, don't you leave me no more. Wow. Dream girl, I love you so. Dream girl, I love you. so hard, you're dead, I adore. No one else in this whole wide world will ever do. Please, please say you'll be true, my little dream girl. When I first met you, darling dear, you were my everything. You are the queen, and I felt like a king. Oh, and other girls, didn't mean a doggone thing. Baby, you were my everything. But you played me far full. I tried so hard to stay real cool. I might as well go back to school and learn the golden rule. When I first met you, darling dear, you were my everything. You are the queen, Lord knows I felt like a king. Oh, and other girls didn't mean a doggone thing. Baby, you were my everything. Ah, you played me far foot. I tried so hard to stay real cool. I might as well go back to school and learn the golden rule.
There is no question that that is one of the greatest and most influential records of the post-World War II pre-rock and roll era. Written by Jesse Belvin and Marvin Phillips, recorded as Jesse and Marvin for Specialty Records, it was not issued by Specialty until December of 1952, even though it was recorded quite a bit earlier than that. Jesse had already left Specialty Records by the time that song came out. He was not happy with the way Specialty had held back that release and not issued a follow-up to Baby Don't Go. He was so upset that he went over to John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label and recorded a solo version of that song, Dream Girl. For a time, both versions of Dream Girl were competing, especially in the Los Angeles area. But the Recorded in Hollywood solo version ended up stalling, and the Jesse and Marvin original version of Dream Girl climbed to number 2 on the national rhythm and blues lists in early 1953. Let's take the original Dream Girl off of Specialty Records right now and flip it over and hear its original B-side. Here's Jesse and Marvin with Daddy Loves Baby here on the Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll.
Daddy loves baby. Honest, I do. She just won't be true. God only knows how much I care. Much I care.
sun up in the sky. Oh, you'll want me, darling, darling, by your side.
And I'll be so far away,
it would be heaven if you would stay. Oh, darling, darling, dear, you're running, running away.
Running, running away. It would be heaven if you would stay.
Oh, 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 darling, 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 dear, you're running, running away.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the Juke in the Bag.
In the middle of the night, when my love comes tumbling down, in the middle of the night, when my love comes tumbling down, they must have come around through the woods. They stopped at my back door and done all the harm they could. In the middle of the night, yes, my love came tumbling down. If I have to wear out 99 pairs of shoes, I'll buy some new ones to help me walk with my blues. In the middle of the night, and my love comes tumbling down, I feel so bad.
My Love Comes Tumbling Down, which to me sounds a bit like In the Middle of the Night by the Clovers. That's Jesse Belvin with his second of three releases for John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label. It was recorded during the same session that yielded the solo version of Dream Girl that I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Dolphin decided to back that tune, My Love Comes Tumbling Down, with a solo version of Daddy Loves Baby, which, as mentioned before, was the original flip side to the hit specialty release of Dream Girl. My Love Comes Tumbling Down came out in early 1953. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Jesse Belvin this week, the blues balladeer, and his complicated career. I say complicated because Jesse Belvin recorded for so many different labels, and as we're going to see in a couple of minutes, was not always credited for the songs he sang on. We must pause at this point because in early 1953, just as My Love Comes Tumbling Down was issued, Jesse Belvin enlisted in the military and was sent to Germany. Cats and kittens, he was off the scene. While Jesse was gone, Marvin had to find a new singing partner. So he signed up Carl Green, whose nickname was Johnny, and formed the duo Marvin and Johnny. They started recording just a few months later. Well, by mid-1954, Jesse had returned home from the military and was working on a new song with Curtis Williams. A song that Curtis Williams would originally get credit for. But after 2 years caught up in the courts, Jesse Belvin would finally win songwriting credit for the classic, Earth Angel. Now, if you take the huge Penguins hit and you break it down, it really does sound like a Jesse Belvin song. Compare it to Dream Girl. Dream Girl, Dream Girl, I Love You So. Earth Angel, Will You Be Mine? Well, if you really focus on it, it does. This is one of the reasons why Jesse Belvin was so influential. He had a hand in songs that you don't ordinarily think of him as writing. So he's back from the military. He's still recording for John Dolphin, this time on Dolphin's Money label. Eugene Jackson is backing him up on sax, and Jesse's whole approach is a lot more sophisticated on this record. You can tell his style is really starting to mature. His delivery is fantastic. This came out on Money Records in 1955. Here's Jesse Belvin with I'm Only a Fool.
Only a fool can love the way I do. Only a fool would want to still cling to you. I'm helpless without you. My heart needs you so. My world would tumble down if you should go. Please don't go. Only a fool would beg of you to remain. Only a fool would want to cry all over in vain. There is no school where a fool can learn how to be smart. I'm only a fool who can get you out of my heart. And learn how to be smart. I'm only a fool who can get you out of my heart. I'm only a fool with a broken heart. out, 'cause I'm in trouble all the time. Oh Lord, why must I always have the blues? I always fall in love with someone I have to lose. I never loved but just one woman, and I lost her just like that. Now I want her to know there's no lock on the door, and then welcome home on the mat. My mind and heart are different, they don't see things alike. My mind wants me to forget her, but my poor heart wants her back. Ooh, trouble, 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 trouble all the time. Trouble, I sure got more than my share. My life would be sunny if trouble were money. I'd be a millionaire. Trouble, 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 it's peace of mind I crave. But it seems like trouble will follow me until I'm in my grave. Ooh, trouble, 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 ah.
Trouble and Misery, the flip side of Jesse Belvin's I'm Only a Fool, Money Records, 1955. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Jesse Belvin this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. Well, now that Jesse is back from the military, he hooks up once again with his old buddy Marvin Phillips. Marvin's recording as Marvin and Johnny, so Jesse sits in as, well, Johnny. It's Sugar Mama. Released on Modern Records in 1955. And man, don't they still sound great together. Jesse Belvin was not credited as Johnny on this record, but when you listen to it, there's no mistaking that's him. So take it away, Sugar Mama.
Wow. Sugar Mama, ooh wee, I love her, yes I do, and she loves me too. I want her, yes I do. I'm so blue, can't go on without you, Sugar Mama. I love you, I love you, I love you, yeah. You're the queen on my throne. Never, 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 baby, baby. Never ever, ever leave me alone. Sugar Mama, I show. Sugar mama, ooh-wee, sugar mama, ooh-wee, sugar mama, never, never let me go. All I want. There's a love, love I had once long ago. Ah, and it swayed both to and fro. Love I would die for, and as of now, that love has left me sad and blue. Heavenly Father, what must I do? I've almost lost my mind. Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, well, now, long time ago, no other love she had. Child, within one day, and there was no love to be had. Oh, your dear love, one little blessing is all I want. Send her back, give me one more star. Here patiently waiting. Oh, I'm waiting. Patiently waiting for my love.
Oh man, what a fantabulous vocal group record. That's Jesse Belvin, One Little Blessing, backed up by the Laurels, who were headed by Bobby Ralph. That tune was recorded on March 17, 1955 at Master Recorders in Hollywood. What's amazing is that Specialty Records released it in May of 55. Yes, Jesse was back on Specialty, even though he was so upset at Art Rupe and the Specialty label for the whole Dream Girl incident, or failing to follow up Baby Don't Go right away. One Little Blessing is definitely a highlight in Jesse Belvin's esteemed catalog, as is his next release for Specialty Records, issued in October of 55. The Laurels are still backing him up on this one, as is producer Bumps Blackwell's band. Here's Jesse Belvin, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, with the up-tempo Love, Love of My Life.
Too hard to get, and I lost my happiness. Darling, when I lost you, I was playing too hard to get. Too hard to get. Remember when you warned me that into the love would come. I promised faithful, no harm would ever.
heart. But you'll always be the lover, lover of my heart.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, we're featuring Jesse Belvin. So let's grab a slab of wax, that is, by a group called The Question Marks. They had only one single, and it was issued by Swingtime Records right at the end of their existence. It's 1955, and the label is about to close down. And they issue this song with Jesse Belvin on lead, but he doesn't get any credit at all. It's the reworking of All That Wine Is Gone, which was Jesse's first time on record. This drinking song is called Go and Get Some More, probably because all that wine is gone. And it's this week's Great 78, The Question Marks, with Go and Get Some More.
Time. No. She said she'd stay a little longer if I go and get my wine.
Go and get
oh,
some more.
More wine.
Go and get some more.
Red wine.
Go and get some more.
Oh, baby.
Take this empty from me.
Oh, baby.
Take this empty from me.
This empty from me.
Take this empty from me.
This empty from me.
Take this empty from me.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Girl of my dreams, where are you? Girl of my dreams, I'm so blue, doo-doo-doo. How I yearn, how I long for you. If I could just hold your hand, surely then you would understand that it's you I adore forevermore. A love like mine is hard to find. It's a fire, it's a raging flame. Although you won't hear my plea, that love is raging just the same. Do, do, girl of my dreams, what shall I do? Girl of my dreams, I'm sad and blue, do, do, do. Can't go wrong, on without you, girl of my dreams. A love like mine is hard to find. It's a fire, it's raging flame. Although you won't hear my plea, that love is raging just the same. Do, do, girl of my dreams, what shall I do? Girl of my dreams, I'm sad and blue, do, do, can't go on without you, girl of my dreams. Girl of my dreams, girl of my dreams.
Girl of my dreams by The Clicks, who are actually Jesse Belvin and Eugene Church. They wrote that tune together, and I love the use of the chimes throughout that record. Believe it or not, but that song actually charted nationally. It hit number 45 on the pop chart, but failed to make the rhythm and blues chart. He already knew Eugene Church from a previous group the two were in called the Sheiks. And that one, Girl of My Dreams, was being enjoyed coast to coast during the late spring of 1956. I'm sure many who bought that record had no idea Jesse Belvin was on it. So I'd like to take this opportunity to point out some other records that Jesse Belvin was on that you might not know about. In 1955, a group called the Californians had a record called My Angel, and Jesse Belvin sings the bridge on that song uncredited. A group I just mentioned, the Sheiks, with Eugene Church and Jesse Belvin, recorded the very first known version of the song So Fine, which was made popular later by the Fiestas. This is 1955, and Jesse Belvin is uncredited for singing on this record. In 1956, there was a short-lived vocal group out of Los Angeles called the Gassers that John Dolphin recorded for his Cash record label. And Jesse Belvin was singing lead, uncredited, on Hum De Dum. Also in 56, it's Jesse Belvin's uncredited falsetto that's soaring through the youngsters' dreamy eyes. And we can't forget Jesse Belvin's unforgettable falsetto on the 1958 classic, You Cheated, by The Shields, first issued on Tender Records and then picked up by Dot for national distribution. Now let's hear a clip from one of Jesse Belvin's uncredited leads. Here are the Gassers spinning off of Cash Records from 1956 and Hum De Dum.
Well, Hum De Dum. Well, hummity dum. Dear one, you're so divine, and I'm so glad that you are mine. You're the one I adore. I'll never, never, ever let you go. Oh, 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 hummity dum, sweet thing.
The Gassers, featuring an uncredited Jesse Belvin with Hum-de-Dum, 1956. 56 was also the year of probably his best remembered record today, Good Night, My Love, off of Modern Records. We'll get to that one in a moment. 1957 saw Jesse Belvin conclude his affiliation with the Modern label, as well as Specialty Records. He had a couple releases on each of those, before recording one with Eugene Church as the Saxons, and also hooking up with Johnny Otis in a group called the J-O's. On that one-off, he recorded with Richard Berry, Arthur Lee May, and Mel Williams. It's like a who's who of West Coast R&B. In April of 1958, he recorded a one-off for the Aladdin label as by Jesse Belvin and the Sharp Tones. Next, Jesse Belvin was recording with the vocal group The Turks. Then he found himself in a new vocal group called The Chargers. They were doing something right because they got noticed by RCA Records and soon were signed. Now Jesse was signed to RCA, but that didn't mean he couldn't moonlight with Leon Renee's Class Records. He can be heard in The Fellows, who are the backing group that backed Eugene Church on his 1959 Class recording, Pretty Girls Everywhere. Meanwhile, as RCA is recording The Chargers, they start to pick up on what a talent Jesse Belvin is, and soon they have him recording smooth standards, pop-oriented material, as RCA issued two Jesse Belvin LPs, Just Jesse Belvin and Mr. Easy. The most notable single to come out of Jesse's RCA period was his version of Guess Who, which went to number 7 R&B and crossed over to number 31 pop. Within less than a year, Jesse would be gone. It happened as Jesse, his wife Joanne, and three other people were driving to an engagement in Dallas. It was February 6th, 1960, and they had a terrible head-on collision. Everybody in the car died. Jesse had just played the first integrated concert in Little Rock history. Before the show, he had received several death threats, and this has led to speculation that Jesse's car may have been tampered with, thus causing the accident. He was only 27 years old. I don't know if his car was tampered with. All I do know is we lost one of the greatest talents of the 1950s, and a guy who definitely had bigger things coming his way. I'm fortunate to have had the chance to present his music to you this week, Cats and Kittens, on a Jesse Belvin edition of The Juke in the Back. Remember, until next time, soul is not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now let's go out with a record that has achieved legendary status, Good Night, My Love, which Jesse Belvin wrote, but he sold to producer George Mottola and his associate John Mariscalco for $400. It's incredible that Good Night, My Love didn't chart pop, seeing that it was played by so many different DJs across the country, including Alan Freed, who used it as his closing theme song while at WINS in New York. It did hit number 7 R&B in November of 1956, and it's one I never personally get tired of. And I'm proud to close down this week's Juke in the Back with Jesse Belvin spinning off of Modern Records and Good Night, My Love. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Bye-bye.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright, and bring you closer to me.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Before you go,
There's just one thing I'd like to know. Is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown cold? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams. Sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Good night.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.